Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today we will be looking at high blood pressure. High blood pressure can cause permanent damage to the kidneys, heart, brain, and blood vessels. This damage is generally done over many years. Once the damage is done, often the patient is very ill and may die suddenly from the damage done to the organ. For example, a person could have a sudden stroke after having years of high blood pressure. The important question is, can blood pressure be prevented and can blood pressure be treated after it develops? One final question is, can serious problems of blood be treated after the problems start, like a stroke or serious kidney disease? High blood pressure is very common in Africa. It is becoming more common with the rapid urbanization of life and the increased stress and pressure of life and living. Chimwemwe is an elderly man who had suffered from a stroke after having years of high blood pressure. The problem was that he did not know that he had high blood pressure. He asked doctors if his high blood pressure could have been prevented. His doctors told him that yes, with better exercise and diet. Here is what Chimwemwe's doctor told him about preventing high blood pressure from developing. First was a good exercise program. Though many people exercise, many do not do so very well. Dr. Luke believes that we should exercise at least 3 times a week for 20 minutes. When we exercise, we should run or walk enough to get our pulse, which is the heart rate we feel in our wrist, at 1.5 to 2 times our resting pulse. When our heart rate gets to be this fast, then we know that we are exercising our heart hard enough. We should also try to doing resistant exercises. These are exercises which are like lifting weights. We should try to do this as well for 20 minutes a day, 2 to 3 times a week. This strengthening of our arms will help us with the general conditioning of our muscles. The Bible tells us that the human body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? The human body is not our own. God created us. The very first book of the Bible is called Genesis. The first sentence in the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Genesis 1:1. Later the Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Genesis 1:26. Later God said, "God saw all that he made, and it was very good." Genesis 1:31. God created our bodies for God purposes. Thus, if God created us, he certainly has an obligation to tell us how to use and live our lives. This is because God created us for a purpose. That purpose is to bring praise to God. The book of Psalms, written around 1000 BC, says, "May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the people justly and guide the nations of the earth." Psalms 67:3-4. This says that our wanting to praise God is because of what he has done for us. Part of this praising is how we honor our bodies before him. If we ignore and neglect them, like Chimwemwe, one of the bad side effects is to get high blood pressure. The second way we can prevent high blood pressure, besides exercise, is by having a good diet. How can this help? First, being overweight causes us to have high blood pressure, or at least can contribute to high blood pressure. Second, having a lot of salt in the diet can make the blood pressure higher. The salt causes our body to retain water, and that water makes for a higher pressure in the blood vessels. Thus, to prevent high blood pressure, we should know which foods are higher in salt, or just not add so much salt to our cooking. and when we eat. Third, we should eat a lot more fruits and vegetables. This is because fruits and vegetables have fewer calories than other foods, and thus we will not gain as much weight. Second, fruits and vegetables do not have much salt. Finally, the fruits and vegetables provide basic vitamins and minerals, which help us live better and feel better. We should have every day 2 to 3 helpings of both fruits and vegetables. We should have less meat and breads. Finally, we should have only a few times a week sweet foods like ice cream and dessert. The Bible has a book called 1 Corinthians, which is a book written by a man named Paul about 70 AD. It says in this book, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. What does this mean? Thus, when we eat, we should do this for God's glory. What is God's glory? God's glory is who God is. God is love and greatness and all-knowing and all-seeing. Thus, when we eat and drink, we should do so in such a way as what we do honors God. How can we do this? First, we can avoid food which harms our own bodies. God loves us and created us. If we harm our bodies, then we are harming God. Think of it like this. In some small way, we are responsible for creating our own children. If all day we just feed them candy, how would they do? Not very good. In the same way, God wants us to do those things which help our own bodies. What are things which can harm our bodies? That is, in what we eat and drink. We have already talked about too much food, sweets, and salt. What about smoking and drinking alcohol? Certainly, smoking can make our blood pressure go up. Also, drinking alcohol can do the same. Drinking 1 ounce of alcohol or red wine a day is actually helpful to our health. However, more than this is not helpful and can be harmful. If we are addicted to either smoking or alcohol, we should get help. We have talked about eating right and also about exercising right. Also about avoiding excess alcohol intake as well as smoking. All of these things done right can prevent high blood pressure from developing. However, what do we do if our blood pressure is already high? That first depends on how high it is. If the top number or the systolic is less than 140, but the bottom number or diastolic is between 90 to 100, then the blood pressure should be checked for 6 months to document if the borderline elevation is real. If it is, then the blood pressure should first be treated with better diet and exercise as mentioned above. If after 6 months the blood pressure is still elevated or the patient is not able to exercise enough, the doctor may elect to place the patient on blood pressure medicine to bring the blood pressure down. There are many different types of blood medications to bring down the high blood pressure. Many of these medicines have been used for many years and thus have been proved to be very safe to be used for high blood pressure. You should never start a blood pressure medicine alone, as the medicine may have some side effects you are not aware of. Your doctor should start the blood pressure medicines after discussing the side effects and benefits of the medicines. After that, your doctor can give you a prescription to get filled. Once starting a blood pressure medicine, you should return in 1 to 4 weeks to have your blood pressure, heart, and other things about you rechecked. What if your blood pressure is very high when it is first checked? For example, if the blood pressure shows over 160 and over 110, then the doctor may start you on a blood pressure medicine that very day to bring it down. Why? Because a blood pressure that high can cause quickly serious heart, kidney, and brain damage. Chimwemwe had a brother who was 8 years older than him. His brother, Simon, had not felt well for a year, and then 1 week he felt very bad. He was having trouble breathing. He went to the doctor to only find that his kidneys had virtually stopped working and that his heart was hardly pumping blood. He learned from the doctors that he had very high blood pressure, which had virtually destroyed his kidney and heart. Simon's blood pressure was 190 over 130. He was so sick the doctors placed him in the hospital. During the next week, he made a brief improvement. However, the doctors told his family that he was very sick and did not expect him to live. He died the next week, even with aggressive treatment of his blood pressure. Chimwemwe had earlier that year learned that his blood pressure was elevated and had started to work on a better diet and exercise plan. He was feeling much better. However, he really missed his brother. He began to realize that having good health was not good enough to having a life which was full and rich. Just having good health did not make one feel good. It could help, but alone, it was not enough. He would have been glad to hear what the man John had to say about Jesus around 90 AD. John was a friend of Jesus Christ. He said about Jesus, that is quoting Jesus, "I have come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. What does this mean? Jesus Christ says, the part of his coming to earth was to give people a full and meaningful life, both now and forever in eternity. How would he do this? First, he would do this by saving people from their sins. The man Paul wrote a book to Rome around 70 AD and said, "But God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. Even while we did wrong, Christ died for us. This shows God's great love for us. The Bible also says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5:1. The Bible says that we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Just how does this work? Jesus Christ came to earth to live as an example for us. Then he died on the cross for our sins. Jesus literally took on himself our sins or wrongdoings. The Bible also says in this same book to Rome, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." Romans 3:23 and 24. We should have been punished, but he was punished in our place. This should give us great peace and joy in our lives now. The Bible also says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. What great news! This great news is for all of the peoples of the world. Whether you are African, American, or whoever, you can have this peace with God now and this eternal life now. You may pray the following prayer. "Dear Jesus, I know that I have done wrong and believe that you are the Son of God who came to earth. I believe that you died for my sins on the cross and that you then were buried and later rose from the grave to show your victory over death. I place my trust in you." If you believe this prayer and have prayed it, then you are a child of God, both now and forever.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. We have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.